Praise the Lord, saints of God. This is first of many openings for these broadcasts that'll be going into your homes. My prayer is that the word of God that is being preached in these services that you are now about to listen to will not just strengthen you and encourage you, but that in hours of time and need and deficiency and discouragement, that there's a word that'll be on these CDs that will encourage you, lift you up, and let you know that the battle is not yours, but it belongs to God. All God wants you to do is, having done all to stand, is to keep standing. So therefore, I hope that this message will be not just a blessing to you, but it'll be strength to you, and it'll be encouragement to you. And by beloved, I pray that this word will fall down deep into your soul, so that in the wee hours of the night, it'll be able to minister to you strength, it'll minister to you grace, and it'll minister to you the holiness of God. I want you to be encouraged by this word. Let it lift you up. Let it encourage you. Let it strengthen you and prepare you for the life ahead. May God bless you. Be encouraged. Stay encouraged. And at the end of this broadcast, we'll pray for you. God bless. There was an awful lot going on yesterday. And with everything going on, sometimes you need to be encouraged yourself. I needed to be encouraged because of some of the things I dealt with yesterday. But as I was sitting and God was reminding me of some things that he has done and things that he is about to do, I found myself getting a little encouraged. But I'm telling you, it's hard to stay encouraged because there are just so many things that are battling against you and fighting you and attacking your mind and attacking your spirit and attacking your heart. And you cry out to God, Father, where are you? Do you hear me? Can you sense what I'm going through? But we know that God knoweth all things, and there is nothing that he don't know, because he searches the intents of our hearts. And he finds out what's going on in there, and he searches out our emotions, and he touches our feelings, because he can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. So he knows how we feel. I was talking to the ladies, and we were talking, and I've experienced what it is to be touched with the feelings of others' infirmities. And it's not easy, because it affects you in such a way, and it just moves all down through your spirit and in your soul, and you find yourself reducing yourself to things that you wouldn't normally do. I cried all day yesterday. I did Sister Brenda's son's homegoing. Then I went to the hospital to see Brother Moore. You need to pray for that family. He's on life support. They're not sure. They're right now, they're praying about whether or not to take the oxygen from him, because that's the only thing that is keeping him alive. Then I left there and I saw Sister Gloria. She had a heart attack, but she will be fine. And all these things just kind of play in your, on your spirit. And, you know, folks will want to look at you like you are Superman or somebody, but I ain't Superman. I'm just a man trying to do the things of God and try to hold fast to my profession of faith. And it's not easy a lot of times, but we do it anyway because we really don't have a choice. You know what I mean? So we do what we do. Because we know what foremost in all things we want to do is please God. Amen. I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine, yeah, I can only imagine.
Oh, surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe will I be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Or will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Well, surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe will I be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine, yes, yes, I can only imagine.
Something else, Brother Tony. Speak, Lord.
Yeah, you know that I'm done. Time pass, things change, but I never change. But yeah, I am he who was, is, and is to come. Yea, in time past I was God, and yea, in this present age I am God. And yea, in the future I shall be that same God. For there's no record of my losing any power. But yea, look at my record of the promise and of my power that I have given unto my people.
For yea, I have delivered thee, yea, according to my word, komobo shaka. And yea, I have kept thee according to my power and my strength. And yea, I shall be with thee always, said God. Yea, even in the future, I shall still be your God. And yea, I have brought thee from the past, and I have brought thee into the present. And yea, I shall keep thee all the way, said God. For I am a God, and I'm faithful, komobo shaka. And yea, my word is true. And yea, it shall come to pass in your life. Yea, just as I have spoken it in my word. Yea, as I have spoken it through my prophet and my preachers and my teachers. And yea, I have spoken it and written it down in your heart. And yea, you shall live by this, said God. For I shall always be your strength. For I am that God, and I am that I am, and I shall be what you shall have me to be. So think on these things, yes, said God. And yea, I shall bring it to pass in your life, and ye shall have joy, and ye shall have peace, and ye shall be merry in the midst of your troubles, said God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Ah, my shade, they come up a whole shine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for your confidence this morning. We praise you for your strength this morning. Father, we glorify you and we magnify you because you are a great God, a mighty God. You are Jehovah Jireh, the God that will provide. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Father, we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Oh. If you have your Bibles, open up to the book of Matthew. I mean, we all have read these verses. Amen. But I think sometimes God just needs to remind us. The 25th verse. The 6th chapter and the 25th verse. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. It is not the life more than meat, and the body more than the raiment. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much more better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Wherefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what withal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that we have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Amen. As Jesus was talking to them, he was trying to encourage them concerning their faith, concerning things that they were dealing with. We deal with all these things. We deal with what we shall wear and what we shall eat and what we shall drive and where we shall sleep. We deal with all of these things. And here the word of God says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Amen. What shall ye eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what shall ye put on? It is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment. Talking about your soul, that we should care more about our soul and we shouldn't be anxious for anything. It says, take no thought. First time I heard that was when Brother Titus was here. He was talking about how we always say, be careful. Whenever someone is leaving our presence, the first thing we say is, be careful. But like he said, the Bible says, be careful for nothing. Because if you care about full things, then you'll be moved by the things that you are careful of. That's why the word of God here says, take no thought. The word take no thought is translated, be not careful, or be full of care, or over anxious. Don't be careful, don't be full of care, or over anxious about things. Because when you get like that, then you eliminate the power of God from your life. God is trying to teach us how to live and operate through faith. I don't know about you, but it's hard knocks. It's the school of hard knocks. And God is trying to teach us, not just you, but he's trying to teach me too, to have confidence in him only and not confidence in anything else. We tend to have confidence in what we see. We tend to have confidence in what we feel. We tend to have confidence in what we can hear. But God wants us to have confidence in him. Well, the messages that we're teaching is to prepare you for the battle that's already upon you. Folks are looking for the end time. We're in it already. Folks are looking for the last days. We're in it already. Folks are looking for trouble. We're already here. Whatever you are waiting for to come about is already here. So God wants to prepare you so that the battle is not yours, but it is his. I think it was at Wednesday night I preached that message on how to go. Help me out there, brother. It was on the tip of my tongue, but I forgot. We always make in the right. We always say God is our refuge and he is a very present help in the time of trouble. But if you search your Bible, if you read the scripture, you'll find out that the word time is not there. It just says God is a very present help in trouble. I like that better than time, because if when you put time on it, you eliminate what God can actually do. You saying that, well, come at this time, Lord, or come at that time. I got trouble now. I want him now. Trouble don't never stop. Trouble is always. So I want him there always. God is saying, take no thought for your life, for what you shall eat or what you shall drink. Well, it's hard to fast, but you can do it. And I found out, because if I had to, my body could probably live on all this fat I got for about a month. Only thing that'll be starving is my mind. But I'm pretty sure that this body, watch your mouth, Brother Chet, this body could feed itself for a month without ever eating another meal. Lord, have mercy. But God said, don't take no thought for it, or what you shall drink for your body, put on, or what you shall put on. It is not the life more meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls are there, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather any barns. And he is absolutely right. That is the honest to God truth. I see so many different types of birds I've never seen in my life. I was looking at some birds the other night, and I thought they were bats, but they weren't bats. They looked like bats, but they weren't bats. And I was thinking about, now here all these birds are, all these different type of birds, and who's feeding them? You don't throw enough food out your window to take care of them. Y'all got awful quiet, so y'all must be throwing food out y'all window. But they're fed. They don't take the food and go put it into a barn to make sure that they got it later. They eat for then. We have to believe God for now. We have to trust him for now. Whatever it is that you have need of, you have to trust God for it now. You can't depend on somebody to walk up and pat you on the shoulder and say, brother, I got your back, because don't worry about it. I decided that wasn't worth saying. So, where's my words? Glory to God. So, since they don't worry about it,
Why should we worry about it? God said, are you not much better than they? Man, we've been created in the image and in the likeness of God. We were created through love. We are love creations. How much more important are we than the birds? God takes care of them. Can you imagine the stuff that God takes care of? God takes care of alligators. He takes care of snakes. All kinds of snakes. Crawling snakes, sidewinding snakes, two-legged snakes. God takes care of all of them. Pastor Howard's favorite saying was to me was, when I would get mad with somebody and go complaining to him, he said, let me tell you something, son. This is something you have to learn. God protects the infidel and the idiot. Never understood that until after a while I began to get a clear understanding of what he was saying. God protects those things that can't protect themselves. Well, how do you get up to a place where you can't protect yourself? By believing and trusting in God and turning it over to Him. Lord, I can't do this no more. Here it is. I can't deal with it anymore. Here it is. Lord, it's too overwhelming. It's too great. Here it is. And then once you leave it, leave it. Don't go back and grab it up no more, because if you go back and grab it up, it's going to be worse the second time than it was the first time. So you have to learn to leave it. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature or the length of life? We think we can add, you know, they got all these products out. That's supposed to add life to you. They got vitamins that I never heard of in my life. That's supposed to add life to you. These vitamins are supposed to make you live longer. Excuse my French. What good do it do for me to live longer and don't know what my name is? If I live long, I still want to know what my name is. I told the Lord, Father, when I get to the place and age and I can't get around and do what I need to do, don't you leave me here. Come get me. So all this medicine that they got us taking and all these vitamins that we take for life, but the Bible says God, the Word of God, the Spirit of God beautifies the meek. God is the only one that has the ability to enhance and to help your life. How many of you have run into some of your friends that aren't serving God and they look like they're about 90 years older than you are? You don't mean to stare, but you look and you're like, didn't we? So then you have to catch yourself. Hey, how you doing? Because now by now you done figured out it is the same person. Why? Because God takes care of his own. God beautifies us. He protects us. He keeps us. But we have to have confidence in us. Same situation. Same situation with the birds. They do what they do. The worst bird in the world is a pigeon. That's the worst bird in the world. You ever been dropped on by a pigeon, Sister Norma? It hurt, don't it? You trying to find some water or something to get it off because it like it just cuts right through to your skin. And they don't care where you are. They will drop on you. But God protects them. They're continually multiplying because God protects them. Now, my God, if God will protect a pigeon and a buzzard, why can't he keep us? They don't have any faith. They just do what they do. We have faith in God. So, guess what? We have to do what we do. Hallelujah. Then yet I say, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of them. And Solomon had everything. I mean, all the money and millions of wives, and he just had everything. But God said, with all he had, he wasn't more beautiful or taken care of better than one of these. So if God can do that for them, he can do it for us. But we got to allow our faith and our confidence to be, have trust in the word that God has given us. I don't know if I cry out all the time, Lord, I need to hear from you. I don't want to hear a word from a prophet or an apostle or a pastor or a teacher or an evangelist. I want to hear from you, God. But I don't hear nothing. The reason I don't hear nothing, because God says, I have given you what you need to hear. Don't get mad at me. That's what he says. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? My God, little faith. I know nobody in here got no little faith. Because if you had little faith, you wouldn't be sitting in this heat. That means you got a whole lot of faith. But you know what? I'm cool. I thought it was a fan blowing on me, but it's not. Tim took all my fans. So therefore, take no thought, saying what we shall eat or what we shall drink. Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. That's us. We're looking for this. We care about what we wear and how we look and what folks think about us and what they have to say about us. And God's saying, you can't be concerned about what they have to say about you and what they think about you and what they feel about you, because they don't know who you are anyway. They don't know what you go through. They don't know what you've experienced. They don't know what you feel. They don't know what hell you're living in, so they can't judge you. But we got this problem of judging folks because of what they look like or because of what we've heard. And God is saying that is a no-no. That's little faith. I want to have some big faith. I want to have the kind of faith that says, nothing is too big for my God. My God is greater than my circumstance. My God is greater than my situation. My God is greater than my trial or the tribulation that I'm in. God is greater than the persecution. God is greater than the hatred or the envy or the jealousy. God is greater than my sickness or my tiredness. God is greater than my aches and my pains. And boy, we got a lot of them. But God is greater. How do you show God to be greater? You show God to be greater by doing what you do. What is that? Praising God. Showing forth the praises of God. You don't always have to lift up your hands to praise God. You can just be walking down the street and say, you know, God, you are a great God. You are a mighty God. You are a glorious God. There is no other God that is greater and more powerful than you are. You are a loving God. You're full of grace, and your grace is sufficient for all things. You can talk to God all day long. Lord God, I love you. I adore you. I appreciate you. If you never heal me again, I still love you. If you never give me peace in my mind, I still love you. If you never bless me financially, I still love you. If you never heal my family, I still love you. Why? You're going to love God in spite of anything that you go through, because he is God. Well, my God, I'm almost done. I've wondered it myself. How can a God that loves everything and loves everybody allows so much trouble to be in the earth. And then it clicked. He didn't. He gave us our own free will and volition, our own mind. What we got is what we created. And now you will hear God say, you did it, you created it, deal with it, Toyota. But the key to all things is doing what? Seek ye first. Somebody say seek.
Seek.
The word seek means to strive to find. My head is too sweaty, mother. Strive to find. We have to strive to find the God that we know exists. That's why Paul says, press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. You have to press. That means it's a work. It's work. We want to think that this thing is just easy. It ain't, man, please. It's not that easy. If it was that easy, this church would have been full yesterday. It's not that easy. But you know what it is? It's possible. Because all things are possible through God. So therefore, we have to align our faith with the possibilities of who and what God is so that we can stand fast and be immovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. I better stop playing with them steps. But seek ye, the word but is very important. It's emphatic. The word but means, regardless of everything else that you see and everything else you feel, still seek God. You hurt, but seek God. You don't feel good, but seek God. You got troubles, but seek God. Finances ain't right, but seek God. Sick in your body, but seek God. But you have to seek God. Because in your seeking, you will find out that you will find Him. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Ask and it shall be given to you. You got to seek Him. The kingdom of God and His righteousness. What is He saying? You're seeking a God who you recognize to be the ruler of all things. Ruler over your mind. Ruler over your heart. Ruler over your finances. Ruler over everything. He is the ruler over everything. That is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is where God rules. If God rules in your life, then the kingdom of God is in you. If you rule in your own life, then you better keep looking. Because He is not there. And His righteousness or His lifestyle. And all these things shall be added unto you. You know what this is? It's more than a parable of any sorts. What this is, it's like, it's a word that I'm looking for. It's like an actual demonstration. Jesus is talking about an actual demonstration. It's a promise. It's a promise to you that if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that the promise is everything that you need will be added to you. That means you don't have to go looking for it. That means you don't have to pray for it. That means you don't have to fast for it. It says it will be added to you. The word added means to be given unto or blessed with. It means it will be added to you. I like that God will add something to me just because I'm seeking Him. Now, it don't say you'll find Him, Sister Lucy, but it said keep seeking anyway. Because the more you seek, the closer you get to Him. And if you get closer to God, Mother, He said He'll draw nigher unto you. So what we have to do is seek Him. My son, God, if I seek God, then I don't have to worry about finances. If I'm seeking God, then I don't have to worry about sicknesses. If I'm seeking God, I don't have to worry about situations and trials and problems. All I have to do is wait for it what? To be added to me, at least. It'll be added. Man, if it's going to fall out of the sky, what is it going to do? Fall out of the sky. Come up out of the earth. Come. God said he'll cause men to give unto your bosom. Why? Because you seek God. So, I hate to put this to you like this. It don't just go to you, but it go to me, and I'm closing. If things aren't being added to you, you better search yourself, because there's a possibility you're not seeking God the way he wants you to seek him. I used to think I could seek him my own way. Wrong. Found out I had to seek him the way the word of God says seek. Amen. So, in finalizing this, if you seek God, he will add things to you. Coming afterward, meaning it'll be running after you. I want some stuff running after me. Baby, I want to see some money running after me. I want to see some good health running after me. Because if I look back and see it coming, Will, I'm going to put on brakes. All it can do is run smack dab into me. And Mick, if it hit me, I'm keeping it. It ain't going nowhere, Sister Sheriff. It hit me, it's stuck. It's mine. But I want it to be the blessings of God. Therefore, take no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient is the day, is the evil thereof. We have to understand that the sufficiency of God is more. It's more than just an occasion. It's a way of life. And that evil that God is talking about, don't be concerned about it if you're seeking God. It's an assuming that it is a fact, but it's not a fact. The fact is, if you seek God, what you need, you don't have to pray for. You don't have to ask for. You don't have to run after. You don't have to fast for it. All you got to do is believe God, and God will add it unto you. Everybody give God some praise and stand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope that broadcast was a blessing to you. I hope something was said that encouraged you. I still hope something that was said let you know that your life is not over, but it's just beginning, and that you've come too far to give up now, and that God is a faithful God, and he will do all that he promised you he would do. So therefore, my beloved, hold your head up. Keep your head up towards the sky. With cometh your help, and we know your help shall cometh from the Lord. So you be encouraged, and you fight this good fight of faith, and you run this race, not as though running from Satan, but as though running to win the race. Amen. And I encourage you that God will be there with you, and he'll strengthen you. And there are many that are praying and standing in a gap for you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, whoever is listening to this tape, I pray that by the power of the living God, that you would move in and upon their lives, keeping them and strengthening them and fortifying them and teaching them the ways of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, if they whatever blessing and they need in their lives, whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial, you do it and bring it forth, Lord God, to show forth your power and your splendor, and most importantly, your love for this person. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for allowing them to listen to this broadcast, and I thank you for encouraging them and lifting them up and blessing them all their lives. Father, I thank you right now, and I give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, I hope something was said to encourage you and to lift you up. May you have and may you do the blessings of God.